Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we observe acts of generosity straight from the heart as portrayed in Sangam literary work Purananur 398, penned about the Chera King Vanjan by the poet Thiruthamanar. Set in the category of Padanthinai or praise, the verse reveals the request of a supplicant and the response from the patron. Madinila karappa velli yerdara vagaiman nal il porimayir varanam poludu arindi yembu poigai poo mugai malara paanar kaival cheeriyal kadan arindi yakka இரவு புறம் பெற்ற ஏம வைகரை பரிசிலர் வரையா விரைசை பந்தர் வரிசையின் இருத்த வாய்மொழி வஞ்சன் நகைவர் குறுகின் அல்லது பகைவர்க்கு புலியினம் மடிந்த கல் அழைப்போல துண்ணல் போகிய பெரும்பெயர் மூதூர் மதியத்து அன்ன என் அரிக்குரல் தடாரி இரவுரை நெடுவார் அரிப்ப வட்டித்து உள்ளி வருணர் கொள்கலம் நிறைப்போய் தள்ளா நிலையை ஆகியர் எமக்கு என என் வரவு அறியி சிறிதிற்கு பெரிது உவந்து விரும்பிய முகத்தன் ஆகி என் அரைத்துரும்பு படுசிதா அர் நீக்கி தன்னரை புகை விரிந்தன்ன பொங்குதுகில் உடியி அழல் கான்றன்ன அரும்பெறல் மண்டை நிழல்கான் தேரல் நிறைய வாக்கி யான் உண அருளல் அன்றியும் தான் உன் மண்டைய கண்ட மான்வரை கருணை கொக்கு உகிர் நிமிரல் ஒக்கல் ஆற வரை உரல் மார்பின் வையகம் விளக்கும் விரவு மணி ஒளிர் வரும் அரவு உரல் ஆரமோடு புறையோன் மேனி பூந்துகில் கலிங்கம் உரை செல அருளியோனே பறையிசை அருவி பாயல் கோவே. And we continue in the theme of generosity from patrons in the morning hour. The poet's words can be translated as follows. As the moon's light faded and Venus ascended in that well-built and fine mansion, roosters with spotted feathers, knowing its time, crow out aloud. Flowers in the pond bloom. Bards play on the small lutes held in their hands as per tradition. It's that hour of dawn that has seen the rear of night. There, the tent with unceasing fragrance set up for supplicants by the man of truth Vanjan may be easily approached by those who are friends, whereas for foes, it's something like a mountain cave where an ambush of tigers reside. In that formidable ancient town with a great name, beating on my moon-like tadari drum with a booming voice, making its skin resound, I said, You who always fills the vessels of those who come seeking to you, may you offer a state of unending protection to me. As I announced my arrival, so, for these little words, feeling great joy, with a face glowing with affection, removing my attire that was torn in shreds, he rendered his garment made of a rich cloth, appearing akin to spreading smoke. Then into my fire-emitting empty bowl that had not seen anything for long, he poured toddy to the brim, making me see my shade in it. Not only did he render all this for me, he took the bowl in which he had been eating, filled with deer meat and rice akin to stork's claws, and rendered that for my kith and kin to eat. After that, from his chest akin to a hill, taking that which the whole world celebrates, a glowing necklace made of many precious stones, lying like a snake around his neck, and the floral well-stitched garment lying on his form, he offered, spreading his fame forever, that lord of the piled cascade resounding like drums. Time to explore the nuances. The poet starts in a familiar tone, describing the morning when this event takes place, bringing to fore the fading moon, rising Venus, crowing roosters, and blooming flowers. At this time, bards are heard playing on their small lutes. From time locators, the poet turns to place and says this is happening at a fragrant tent set up for arriving supplicants by the great King Vanjin, and this place opens its doors and reveals itself easily to those who come with friendship. But for those who approach it with enmity, it turns a tiger's cave, contrasts the poet. Here the poet seems to have arrived, beating on the tarari drum and seeking the king's protection. Hearing the words of this poet, for the little he said, the king felt great joy, and arriving there with a face shining, he changed the torn attire of the poet with his own attire, which the poet compares to smoke, possibly indicating the softness and fineness of its threads. Clothing check. As expected, the king next turns to food and offers so much toddy in the poet's burning empty bowl that the poet sees his reflection there. Other than these things offered just for the poet, taking from his own plate, the king offers deer meat and rice to all his kith and kin. Continuing this showering of gifts, the king then takes his own gem-studded necklace as well as his floral, well-stitched garment and gives both to the poet. Such is the deep generosity of the ruler of the domain, where the pile cascade thunders aloud like drums, concludes the poet. Although it's the same song of generosity, the differentiating element in this particular verse is how the king gave what was his own to others without a moment's hesitation. It was as if the ruler had no sense of "this is mine." It's such nuances that Sangam poets are adept at revealing in the personality of patrons they adore. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.